Have a guest joining us here on the phone this morning. Fred Larson is with us. He is putting together this weekend's Malvern Country Music Gathering once again this year. Fred, how are you today?
Really good, Jim. Really good. How about you?
Pretty good. A little colder than what I was this time last week, but, you know, the weather was going to change eventually, and we get into the winter, late fall, early winter season, and we start looking for things indoors to do, and you've got some fun planned there in Malvern.
Yes, sir, we sure do. We November 3rd and 4th coming up. It'll be the acts of the 25th year since the festival started back in 1999 when Earl and Ruth Smith from Pacific Junction, Iowa, started it. They still help me with it, and Earl still helps with the sound. Ruthie helps with the potluck. We don't have the potluck this year because the last 2 years I bought the food. I decided to buy the food again this year for safety purposes for the Friday night gathering we can talk about. But otherwise, yep, it'll be the 25th year, although we skipped 1 year there in 2020 because of COVID.
You bet. November 3rd, November 4th, it's a Friday-Saturday event. Well, let's talk about it. What's going on Friday?
Friday night, the doors open at 5 o'clock. And like I say, yours truly is buying all the food. Nobody has to pay anything. We have all kinds of good stuff to eat, a variety of things like I usually like to bring. I usually have a ton left over. I had to give a lot of it away. The doors open at 5, so we basically start eating somewhere between around that time, 5:30 or so, and then 7 o'clock to 11, we have the open stage jam show, I call it, acoustic and electric on our main stage, right where we have where we eat, and right there where we have the main stage. Everybody gets a two-song format, no matter what your talent level, professional, amateur, or otherwise. If you're a band, you get 3 songs. They just, people sign up for slots, and then we just keep rotating the whole time. We have, we're blessed with having a bunch of musicians on the stage backing anybody that doesn't have an instrument. They can back about anything, any kind of music. And the folks that are up there backing the other players, they also get their 2 songs when the time comes to, when their time in the rotation, if they wish, and so forth. And then, it just goes on from 7 to 11, but I never kick anybody out when the clock strikes 11 because, like I've said in the past, I always hated that when you have a session that ends and everybody leaves right at 11 o'clock, no hugs, kisses, or anything. But we play as late as we want within reason. Sometimes we play till about 1:30 or so in the morning. Yours truly has to get up the next day on Saturday to open up the doors at 10 a.m.
Got another full day Saturday, it looks like.
Yes, 10 a.m. the doors open. Same type of fun. The music starts right away with people signing up for slots. On Saturday, we have a caterer there again this year. Mom's Catering and Cafe out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. We have had the Back Alley Diner folks with Mary, but Mary is still going to do it with me because she works with this lady, Mom's Catering and Cafe now. Mary is still coming. The former Back Alley Diner lady from Plasma, she's still coming to provide the food all day with her talented folks that she brings. And so we'll have a full menu there all day long, from start to finish, all the way till the evening. And basically, yes, the music goes on again, main stage shows like we talked about. And then later in the evening, we do a Veterans Day tribute. Basically, right around 6 o'clock p.m., we have a Veterans Day tribute to local veterans in the area, and that takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And then yours truly and a bunch of fine folks get together that some of my best friends play and sing. We do tributes to all the veterans in the building. We give them a little spot awards, and the Sons of the Union Veteran Soldiers are present. This year, Dennis Sass is the commander. Michael Carr from Griswold for years have been doing it with me, but Dennis Sass this year has been the new commander, and he's going to be in charge where they present the colors. We do a whole program. We play all the military songs, and then we play a bunch of old-time songs from that era.
Fred, do you have a bunch of regulars that come again this year that keep coming back year after year?
Yes, we do, Jim. We have them coming in from all around the area. Like I say, professional, non-professionals, they've come as far as Texas and Colorado, Minnesota. This year, for sure, farthest folks that I know that have contacted me, they're from out in western Nebraska area, Kearney, Nebraska, in that neighborhood, and folks from Southern Missouri, Don Joy and Melanie Land. They're a couple of songwriter friends that I've had the pleasure of playing with. They've come to the festival a couple times before. They're coming up from Lebanon, Missouri area. And so they'll be here. And just whoever else, all the local musicians, people come from Sioux City, Iowa. And once in a while, like I say, a friend from Colorado comes down. And every so often, somebody will show up that you don't know. That makes it extra special, but mostly from all around the area here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it looks like it's a lot of traditional music.
Yes, a lot of traditional. I advertise a little bit of everything, actually. Old-time, country, traditional. We welcome any type of music to the stage. Bluegrass, hillbilly, mountain, Civil War, Irish is advertised, and other. Means we've even had classical guitar players play on stage. Sometimes people will come up and do a poem and so forth, and they'll do a recitation song, as it's called, where somebody maybe strung some music in the background and somebody will do a special poem, just like sometimes we'll do that in part of our veterans tribute. And like I said, that jam stage show, when we get done with our veterans tribute, lasts about 45 minutes, and then we go on with our open stage jam show there in the building. Like I said, there's been times in the past when we get done with this, we sometimes play all night and have a lot of fun, eat the leftover food. And we end up having sometimes folks, people have fallen in love before from this festival, got married and met. And we've had people that had bands form from this festival in late night jam session hours. And we've had all kinds of neat stories.
I bet you have. Fred, all of the proceeds that come from this typically are donated back to the Liberty Building Fund there, and the Liberty Memorial Building is where that is located in Malvern, where you do this each year. It helps keep that building alive, huh?
Yes, it sure does. All the proceeds go to there. I don't take any money for anything that I put out or pay. And matter of fact, even when people were gracious enough to donate for food, I donated that also. And we've done really well the last few years. And since we started this will be like my, I think, 13th year maybe of doing this, since I helped Earl and Ruth for 3 years before. So about 16 years worth of actually jumping right in there besides just going to the festival in the past. Yep, that's right. And everybody has a great time. I do want to mention that we do have other rooms for acoustic jamming or electric. Upstairs, we have a big gymnasium-type setting where we do acoustic jamming there, the American Legion room. We have a little room there for jamming. In the past, because we keep it the first Friday and Saturday of November every year, it's always the weekend where you fall back with the clock on Sunday morning at 2 a.m., you fall back an hour. Get rid of daylight savings time. So we always do that every year. And we also have a room next door. It's at the Malvern Rescue building, where we actually have two rooms where we set up speakers. They have a real nice circle jam going on there. The folks over there run it any way they wish, just like any of the jams. Sometimes the weather's even nice enough to jam outside on Saturday afternoon, which is fun. And we do, but like I say, next door, it's real handy. We just walk right next door across the alley. There it is. And people seem to enjoy that quite a bit because we lost our downstairs room. The city hall took over a downstairs jam room that we had in the same building. But we do have enough to accommodate everybody. We have camping available at the fairgrounds. Slots are getting minimal. But we do have, if they don't require electricity, they gave us like a $5 a person. If you come to dry camp or stay in your van without any type of electricity, it's $5 per person to use the shower facilities and the bathrooms every day. And we have other amenities in town that some people rent out houses for $130 a day. We have rates at the Hotel Arthur and hotel there in Red Oak, which is called the Roadway. They've given us $10 off their rates on all their rooms. And so you can get a room for around $72 without tax, $75 with, and right around that neighborhood. So far, so good. We're going to be all right for the campers, too, I believe.
Good. All that for $3 donation on Friday night, $4 for all day Saturday, and young children can get in free as well. And feel free to donate what you like, because the money's going to go back to a good cause there too. Fred, with so many people coming back year after year, and you're able to do this for 25 years now, why do people keep coming back?
I think it's for the friendships, and it's like a musical family reunion. You meet so many neat people, so many nice people. Sometimes people will say to you, the way that I advertise this is an open stage jam show. They think, oh, it's just a jam. No, it's not. It's everything. It's anybody that wants to be on the main stage, no matter, like I say, professional or otherwise, and anybody that wants to learn how to play music can bring their instrument. Any type of instrument you want to bring is allowed. People can show you and teach and do workshops with you one-on-one. There's a lot of room in the building for lots of space to get together and learn songs. Like I say, sometimes bands are formed. People come from all around. It's just amazing how things work when you, just like anybody, has a certain passion for things. And it's real special. I want to say one thing before I forget. Last but not least, I'm dedicating if we're getting close to the end of our interview, I'm dedicating this whole festival to a fellow named Robert Phillips, Phillips. Robert Phillips, he's passed away recently. He was 74 years old. He was born January 5th, 1949 in Hamburg, Iowa, passed away July 20th, 2023. He was an all-around fellow that did about everything. He could fix anything, work on anything, build anything. He was a farmer, a truck driver, even build his own camper. He's come to the festival for years, all the festivals. He didn't play music, but he was an excellent whistler, and he used to have these puppets that would entertain the kids. They looked like Elmo and on TV with the Sesame Street characters, and he'd dance when the people were playing music, and he was an expert whistler, could whistle any melody, had the greatest beard. He'd won several beard contests. His sister, Floyd King, from down around Rockport, Missouri, gave me the information about him. They had a private service that I missed, but he was spent most of his life in that area around Watson and Rockport and Westboro, Missouri, is where he lived. Got all of his bucket list stuff done, she said, and the cancer finally got the best of him. He didn't want to, he was feeling rough last year, but the cancer got the best of him. He didn't want to do any more chemo, but he was a great fellow, so we're dedicating that festival to him for all the dedications. He was always making things for people, musicians. I mean, like I say, he could do anything. So wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
You bet. Well, that's why it's important, if you have a good time, to keep going back, because we never know how long we have to go back and forth and have fun with friends and folks that we've met along the way. And, you know, it's great to have good memories, too. Fred, thank you so much for the time here today. I hope you have another great show here coming up. It's on the weekend, November 3rd and 4th, Friday, Saturday, and again, Friday evening, and then pretty much all day Saturday. Opportunity for you to jam or just enjoy what's going on there with all the good country music there at the Liberty Memorial Building in Malvern. Fred Larson with us here this morning. Fred, thanks so much for the time. Have a great show.
You're welcome, Jim, and thank you for all the time you give me every year. You're a special person. Someday we're still going to meet in person one of these days. I keep saying that I'm going to have to go over there to Atlantic and see you folks up front and personal, and I sure thank you for all the advertisements and all the kind words. And yeah, that's why we try to make it a family affair, and that's what makes it nice. And like I said, everybody seems to have a good time with the way we're doing it, and we're going to try to keep her that way.